How do you introduce skeptical ninth graders to dance? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston visits a Philadelphia high school to find out.
Dance starts with some basics on balance, like walking backwards with eyes closed, and basics on strength, like ab exercises around a rug on the floor.
3, 4, 5.
Coralie Michelle Francois is an Artistur AmeriCorps fellow serving at the W.B. Saul High School of Agricultural Sciences. Selected by Artist Year, a local nonprofit working with the National Service Program, she's bringing all kinds of movement to Saul, and not just to gym students.
So for like PE, I'm bringing in modern dance. For their Spanish classes, I'm bringing in different Latin American dances, so things like flamenco, bachata, and cha-cha. My last class is actually animal science. For that one, we are doing anatomy and physiology and having a different perspective in how to learn that material.
Francois studied biology and environmental studies at Drexel University on a dance scholarship. Now she's a teacher artist guided by Artist Year, a program funded in part by AmeriCorps.
This was the perfect segue into continuing dance, which I thought I wasn't going to be really doing after Drexel, and adding that benefit of actually teaching it.
And the students are responding.
Some of my students will be like, oh, I've started in ballroom. So they actually know a lot about ballroom dance. So it's really cool when you're in Spanish class and they're learning about all these things like flamenco and bachata. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, I've already learned this. I want to help teach.
She's the first teacher artist at Saul, but there'll be another one next year and the year after that. So the students will have more chances to experience all dance can convey.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.